Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. Thank you so much for joining us. We are on part four of our open-hearted discussion for this week. We will begin with a word of prayer before we get started on abandonment. Kathy, would you please lead us?
Father God, we thank you for yet another opportunity to come together in your name. We thank you for these segments. We thank you for the topics because it's a right now needed topic that we need to address and get down to the heart of the matter. And God, we thank you for how you're going to open up our understanding of what you want us to say and,
yes,
and how to help someone else. So God, we thank you. We thank you because we want to be as real as we can be, and we want to give you honor in all that we do and endeavor to do. So God, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. And thank you once again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. So abandonment. Abandonment is a rough one. Me personally, I grew up in a large family of 11. Saw my father leave the house when I was 5. And saw him leave in a very tragic type of a way. He didn't pass, but it was not a good scene, I will say. And so I felt that early. And I remember when I was 5 feeling like, what am I supposed to do with that? So I saw a lot of chaos going on in the house. Mm-hmm. And from that moment on, it kind of set the stage for my relationship with men.
Okay.
It really did. And so as I got older, got married to Sydney's dad, I did feel a lot of rejection. He didn't know. We got married young. And like we were talking about before, you know, sometimes you can set people up to fail because he couldn't give me what I needed. First of all, I couldn't even verbalize it. I didn't even know what I needed. All I knew is that I had a prone fear that somebody was going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
It was already in there. And so what I would do is that before you can go, I'm going to go. And one of the worst things to do is abandon a person and still be in their presence.
Wow.
You've already left.
Yes. Wow. Yes. That's deep.
You have already left.
Oh, my God.
And so that happened, and then it graduated on to my next marriage where I felt abandoned because he left. And so things can perpetuate unless you stop the cycle.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Unless you stop the cycle. And so I know an abandonment is that rejection, being rejected and rejecting others.
Yeah.
And then also you're sitting in the seat of fear.
Yes. Yes.
Which is torment,
right. Mm-hmm.
Because like the Bible talks about, fear brings torment.
Yeah. Yes.
And so when you're feeling like somebody's going to leave or you're going to leave, you're never settled. It is a terrible place to be.
Mm-hmm.
It is an awful place to be. And so I know other people out there have dealt with abandonment, whether as a child or a divorce or something like that. And it's a hard one to recover from.
It is. It is. And you hit it right on the nose, Vanessa, because when you look at it, and it's something probably we don't really think about too much. We know what it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how you can't define something. You're trying to define what
yes.
that feel is and put it into, verbalize it into words.
Yeah.
And you can't always verbalize, attach it to a word that expresses how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting enough how you've express the word abandoned, being abandoned mm-hmm. by someone or something, circumstances, a situation,
mm-hmm.
and how that just doesn't disappear
right.
in your life.
No.
Yeah.
Amazingly enough, when you experience something as tragedy and as deep,
mm-hmm.
a blow,
mm-hmm.
so deep like that, it can follow you like a curse.
Yes.
And continue a vicious cycle.
Yes.
And you never disconnect from that until you cut it off
yes.
at the root.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because you yes. could, without even being aware that of that cycle, that circumstances that happened in this relationship
mm-hmm.
to me with this here, it just continues to keep passing on.
Yes, it does.
Down through your life.
Yes.
Not even knowing
you're not,
that that's what it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not even knowing that. And you're attached to that one thing, that spirit that you can't disconnect from because you're not even aware of what it is.
Right.
And so I think the purpose today is to bring awareness.
Right.
That a lot of times we suffer and we're attacked by different issues and spirits like abandoned. And not even realize that it is. Yeah. But we have the power through God to speak and command the things that want to attach onto our lives and speak these things into existence that is no longer holds any dominion over our lives anymore, and release these things and confess it through God's word for these things to be released off of our lives, be destroyed, shattered, so it can no longer, because the one beautiful thing about anything that's broken, it can be fixed.
Yes.
But when something is shattered,
it cannot.
It's unrepairable.
Yes. And that, exactly. So when you talking about bringing the power of the name of Jesus into it.
Yes.
To break the curses and break the strongholds. It says the anointing breaks the yoke.
Yes.
And so the Spirit of God breaks that spirit of abandonment.
Absolutely.
But we need to be able to call that spirit out
and be aware that
that's what it is. And so, and saying that, you know, it will no longer have dominion over me. But I'm gonna tell you, Romans 8:28 comes into play, because all things work together for good to them that are the called according to His purpose. And God has taken those things that I have experienced. Not only can I relate to other people, but I can see it.
Absolutely.
I can see it, and it causes me, like, even when I work in the altar, I immediately can identify with like a pain in a person, and immediately what I do is just grab them and hold them. Because when you feel abandoned or rejected, you feel like you're like on a ledge.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. You're like, I can just
help yourself.
You can't help yourself. You are hurting.
You don't know where to go.
You don't know what to do.
You have no idea.
Exactly.
Yeah, but abandonment is it's defined as it's for one to withdraw their support.
Yes.
Or their help from you. And so like you said earlier, sometimes somebody can abandon you and they're still there. And they don't always desert you. They're still there. So it's still within the midst of it. But you said something about it's a power that comes over us. But God has not, in Timothy it says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Yes.
And sometimes we do have to go and we have to take the authority, because people, the enemy, that's attack of the enemy as well. Because that person is giving you what they have. They're feeling abandoned.
Yes.
And like the last segment,
absolutely,
we talked about rejection. And it says rejection is the manifestation that comes out of being abandoned. And so it goes hand in hand. And then now you bring fear in the middle.
Yes.
And so that's the enemy, because we know that God is not, you know,
the spirit of fear.
Absolutely not.
Right.
You see, that's where the word of God comes in. That's why it's important for us to know our word.
Yes.
Because when we know the word, we can speak the word.
Yes.
Because He said He'll never leave us nor forsake us.
Yes.
And here's the thing. What happens with abandonment? That person left you, forsake you, and we're depending on that to define us and make us whole and make us feel that comfort and that whatever it is that we need to feel, that security.
Right.
And but God.
Yes.
But God.
Yes.
When we know that God will not leave us, nor will God forsake us, we can lean on that as opposed to going in that state of depression, because you will.
Yes.
You will go into a state of depression behind something you may not think you will.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm strong and I can handle this so well. Forget him, forget her.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to deal with this. I don't have to deal with that.
Right.
We're real. We're human beings.
We're human.
And we feel that kind of stuff. It doesn't feel good.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't feel good. When we can say, hey, you know what, right now, I feel forsaken by this individual, but my God will never leave me nor forsake me. Because there are times when we feel abandoned, you know, by everybody.
Right. I'm going to stop right there. Please join us tomorrow on the fifth segment of Open Hearted Discussions. God bless.